there for helping to cover shifts and also to help earn them a little money to go toward their organizations.
Yeah, the big tent on the north end of Park Falls right there on Fifth Avenue is up already?
The tent is up,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're waiting on a few other things to come in, but by Thursday night, it's going to be looking really good down there.
Yeah, and the music is just fantastic this year. Chris Cruzy always draws a real nice crowd. People saw him, was it last year for Wednesday Night Live?
Yes.
And that was him just doing acoustic. He's got his whole band with this year,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is full band.
Yeah,
this
will be fun.
It's very exciting.
He does such a good job on social media posting. He plays at festivals all over the state of Wisconsin, and he is just so good at getting everybody excited about it. He just loves playing these festivals and meeting people, one of his people here in northern Wisconsin.
Yes. So. And he did a really great post. If you haven't seen it, we shared it on our page, but he did a nice shout out to the Park Falls area and announced like he's ready to come. And
he's the real deal, folks. I mean, when we've heard him play last year,
he's fantastic.
I mean, I always hate to compare one artist to the other, but he's got a Chris Stapleton feel to him that's just so good.
He's amazing.
Just so good. All right. I know we got tons of sponsors. Maybe too many to mention. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of sponsors. Really want to shout out to our major sponsors that came through for us this year, because obviously cost of everything goes up and live entertainment is one of those things that is very expensive to do. And there's a lot of background stuff with insurance, permits, all the stuff that people don't think about when it comes to these events. But Forward Bank, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Dave Zesch Trucking, LPK Dental, and we have many, many more sponsors that all came through. But those were our major sponsors this year, so we really want to thank them and make sure.
All right, parkfalls.com, a great place. We've got a poster on our website under community calendar at 98qcountry.com. If you want to reference it, it's a really convenient one-page poster that kind of lays out the gist of everything that's going on. And this is just the basics of it. There's so many class reunions and family reunions and all that stuff that goes on around this. So,
and make sure to stop by at the bars or the chamber tent down at the event. We have our Flamborama 50-50 raffle tickets for sale. And that drawing takes place on Sunday. So we sell tickets all weekend long. And then
last year's winner won what? It was a few thousand, wasn't it?
No, not last year.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Last year, I can't remember what the total was, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It didn't break 1,000.
Okay.
But this year, we've been selling tickets in advance, and so we're hoping the pot's really big this year.
Yeah, very good. Chance to support the chamber, too. All right, Courtney. Well, we'll say a little prayer for you. We wish well for you, and be nice to Courtney now this weekend. She's running around doing a lot of stuff, so be nice to Courtney. Thank you, Courtney.
Good to see you.
Courtney with our executive director of the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll bring her over to our tent for a little chat when we broadcast live. Also, we'll be there. First broadcast will be Friday. We'll be there Friday from noon to 5.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
We're going to talk a little softball about the Flamborama softball tournament in a little bit. And Harv will join us from Harvorama, which kicks off Flamborama coming up this weekend. But it's getting close to being football time here. So we're going to kind of dip our big toe into the water here and talk a little local football here, first of all. And we have the new Shawamigan head football coach, Mike Simone, with us. Mike, morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in. And welcome to the Shawamigan sports programs here, and tell us your history a little bit. You were a football coach here for down in Prentice, but tell us a little bit about your coaching story and what led you to the Screaming Eagles here.
Yeah, for sure. So I started right off when I got my first teaching job in Prentice, helping with the Riblake Prentice Co-op. I was a assistant JV coach for the first 2 years, kind of helped more with the offense at that point. After those 2 years, the defensive coordinator left, so then I stepped into that varsity defensive coordinator role for those next 2 years. After that, Riblake and Prentice split, both went to 8-man, have their own teams.
Yeah.
So then I took over the Prentice program and then helped out with their offense, and we'll be looking to do the same now this year with Schwamigan here.
All right. Well, talk a little bit about before that. Did you play football in high school? About your package, if you're coaching, obviously you have a passion for the game. So about your youth and kind of what led to the coaching part of it.
For sure. Football has always been my biggest love, so I've always wanted to be around the game in some way, shape, or form. So I played all throughout high school and had hoped to maybe do it D3 at the college level. And when that didn't end up fully working out, once I finished up college, I knew wherever I started working, I wanted to try to get back around the sport any way I could. So I was lucky enough that Prentice was looking for an assistant at that time, and then I had the chance to slide in, and like I said, just the chance to be around the sporting end was exactly what I was looking for when I was everything was all said and done.
Yeah. What about, I always like to ask people, because when you played 11-man, I'm sure, that transition to 8-man, people are just like, oh, 8-man, it's a different game, and yada, yada. But talk about that transition, because it's still football, right? It's just still football. It's just a couple less players in the field, right?
For sure. At the end of the day, a lot of the scheme things that you would want to do with drawing up plays can be super similar, and you can definitely take offense or defensive schemes and adjust it, just taking away a couple players and still do those same things that you would want to do. But how you want to execute, I think, definitely changes with just having a little more open field. I think it's easier to take advantage of those good athletes and getting them the ball with some space to move, and relying a little more on speed across the board instead of relying on always like the big strong guys to push people around. Like,
sure.
A little more finesse with using speed to get to the spots you want to get. And
yeah, so let's talk to Screaming Eagle football fans. Kind of what is your philosophy going in? Are you a run guy? Do you like to throw it a little bit, or a little bit of both, or kind of every coach has its personality that they bring to a team?
For sure. I am a big believer that I want to fit whatever schemes I'm trying to do to fit the players that we have. I don't want to try to force a square peg into a round hole and try to make something work that's just not meant to work. If we've got the personnel where we can air it out and spread four receivers out there and throw the ball around, I would definitely love to do that. If we've got more of the ability to just ground and pound, and that's just more where our skill set is, then that's definitely where I like to lean. I'm not opposed to doing either one. I think every offensive coach in some way, shape, or form likes to air it out in some way, just because it's a little more fun to fling it down the field. But I definitely believe in trying to fit the schemes to the guys that we have, and that might look a little bit different year to year depending on the personnel that you have.
Yeah, and this is a fun time to be involved with 8-man football, because we're the number of teams around the state continues to increase. We have a set conference now. I remember the first couple of years we had 8-man football, our poor coaches were traveling all over the state, just all over the state for non-conference games. Now it's like a normal schedule. Everything's pretty close. We have conference, we have all conference. So it's really progressed into a really nice fit here, right?
For sure. Yeah. I definitely know it was tough, especially when some teams started to go rogue after those first couple of years trying to fit into 8-man. And even if there were conferences, they weren't always allowed to be placed into one, and then they had to kind of go wherever the games were. But I know that was our biggest draw in Prentice to go to 8-man, was that we would have teams around us that we could play instead of having to go to the west side of the state and play Unity, Grantsburg, Webster. Yeah. We could play teams up and down 13 and around our area, and it's definitely a big draw for the schools then too.
Yeah, makes for a long weekend. Yeah, a late night Friday night, and we're real close to everybody being eligible for playoffs. We're very close to that. There's still some enrollment limitations, but mm-hmm. but we're close to being over that, I think, aren't we?
Yeah. So this year is going to be the last year of the Schwamigan Co-op with Mercer and Butternut. After this year, I believe they're both with Mellon. I believe is okay. Where they're going. Mm-hmm. So just us as Schwamigan would be under that enrollment limit. So next year, we should be playoff eligible then too, and be able to fit into that. And
nice.
I know the state is looking to potentially down the road expand to maybe two divisions, like an above 200 students and below 200 students. So down the road, that might open up for some of those slightly bigger schools, but next year it should be in the cards for Schwamigan football to be eligible.
Yeah, because even with eight-man football, I mean, ideally, you like to have a lot of kids. You like to have 40 or 50, but you almost got to be in that over 20, 25 to 30 range. That's a pretty safe number for a coach for eight-man, isn't it?
For sure, yeah. I know just even from the practice standpoint, it's if you're only running with 12 or 15, like you don't even have enough to do an 8-on-8 at that point. Like you just have enough to put a couple of guys out there on the field and hope nobody gets hurt and do the best you can. And so ideally, if you can get into that low mid 20s, that's a pretty safe number to be able to field an 8-on-8 in practice, have some guys that can rotate through, and then hopefully still have enough to field a JV group where then those younger guys can still get that live game experience.
And the JV part is a big part of keeping those participation numbers up, because it's you understand, you have young kids, freshmen, sophomore, who practice, and if there's not a JV, they don't get the chance to see the field very often. That's a long year for those kids, isn't it?
For sure. And without having that reward, I mean, for them it's definitely tough to want to push through a year or two of playing without getting the chance to have that fun and showcase their skills in a game. And I think a lot of development can happen in those live game experiences too, where they can only do so much in practice, where to get to go against people their age and their skill in a JV setting's a really good opportunity for them to develop those skills and get the chance to show what they're really capable of.
Yeah, because throwing a freshman out there against a senior at any level of football is just never a good scenario, and that's a big challenge that coaches like you have in the midst of a lot of games, whether it's a blowout one way or the other. You know, you look at the other team, have they pulled their starters? You know, just like, well, I want to put the young guys in, but I don't want my 110-pound freshman to be going against that 200-pound running back. I mean, there's a lot going into that, right?
For sure, yeah. And safety is so important, especially in football. And I think the game of eight-man itself is really much safer than 11-man. I think a lot of schools don't have the whole lineup of huge guys that are going to come in and just smoke everybody and potentially injure people, where eight-man, you maybe have one or two that are really that type of athlete where it's typically a little safer. But even then, you definitely want to look out for those young guys, where that just makes the JV experience that much more important, where they're in a safe environment to showcase those skills.
Yeah. First practice, when are we kicking off the season here, Coach?
Next week, Monday, we're going to do a little combine skills test out with some different lifting agility tests. Then Tuesday is going to be the first day where we can hand out some of that equipment and hit the field and be ready to go. So,
all right. And first game is, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks from Friday already? Is it the 19th or 26th or something like that? Or what is
it? Yeah, because this next week will be our first week, so we don't have anything going on.
Okay.
Our second week of practice, we have a scrimmage on Friday. And
all right.
Then that third week, we'll have Phillips on Thursday.
Yeah, like the 22nd or something like that. Yeah. All right. Lots of fun. So, Mike, we welcome you and wish your team the best. Look forward to following you. We'll be having you in weekly to kind of talk about the team and our coaches' show. So, welcome and good luck, and enjoy the time with the kids.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Mike Simone is the new head coach of the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op 8-Man football team. More of Reality Radio, some news for you right now.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3% annual pace from April through June, bouncing back from a first quarter drop that reflected concern about the trade wars. Also today, payroll processor ADP said that the U.S. economy churned out 104,000 private service jobs in July. Economists at ADP say employers seem more optimistic that consumer spending will remain resilient. President Trump saying on Truth Social he will impose a 25% tariff on goods from India, plus an additional import tax because India buys oil from Russia, which helps fund the war against Ukraine. In the U.S., the major threat has passed after tsunami watches and warnings caused by a magnitude 8.8 earthquake off the coast of eastern Russia last night.
It's almost impossible to describe just how large an earthquake of this magnitude is. It's one of the largest earthquakes to occur in recorded history.
Seismologist Dr. Austin Holland, this is ABC News.
Civic Media News is being brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon and it was really cool. And there was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided, with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We'll do a little sports update with Mike Clemens in just a little bit here. A lot of good Brewer info to talk about, but we're going to get our own sports in. We have Ken Kuchiba with us talking about a little softball at Flamborama this weekend. Ken, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, you bet. Ken is, I call you, even though I've been in radio for, you know, 25 years in Park Falls, Ken, you are the voice of Flamborama because we hear your voice on the loudspeaker, and it's so cool to hear all the stuff that you promote and salute and the play-by-play of the event. I know you have a lot of fun with it, but I'll tell you, it adds a lot to the festival.
Well, I appreciate that, and I do have a lot of fun with it. You know, this all started, I don't know, I think we're coming up on year 10 now, when the Legion gentleman had asked me to get involved with the softball tournament after I stopped playing. And, you know, every year it's grown. The event has gotten bigger and bigger, and now with Henry with Restore You and with Christian putting together all the teams, they've really done a great job. And so it's just a lot of fun to let people know, you know, what's going on with the games in the area. You know, they can hear what's transpiring within the game. And then, you know, in closer games, people start congregating more and more around the park to watch the games. And the concession stand fills up, and we have a lot of fun with it. So it's just been a great opportunity for myself, and I appreciate all the people there that have me do it, you know, with Henry and with the Legion in the past. So it's interesting to say the least, because of what's transpiring around me. You know, I can see what's happening from up above sitting in the booth there. And this year we've got some enhancements to the sound system. So I had Convergent, a friend of mine, put in a system on top of what we have. So there's wireless mics there, and we'll be able to flip over to live music, a number of different things that we're doing. So it'll be a lot of fun, like it always is every year for the 72nd annual plan.
All right. Yeah. Careful micing up some of those players. All right. Just be careful, you know.
Well, that's just it. You know, when I have people up in the booth, I have to tell them, All right, here are the rules. No swearing, no this, no that. So it's actually kind of funny, because, you know, you get people that are partaking in adult beverages, and you never know what's going to come out of somebody's mouth at times.
Yeah, but I think Plamorama Tournament, Ken, has become known for the quality of the playing field, and plus players can warm up and practice on and play in the secondary field if they need that. So it's become known as just a good quality tournament, right?
It is. It definitely is. You know, years and years ago, when I first started playing at it, it was a unlimited arc tournament. And then it went to 6 to 12 as it is now, 6 to 12 foot pitch. And it's really a fun tournament to watch. Anybody who's, you know, come around the park and watch the teams, it's very competitive. There's a good mix of teams that come in there. And it's funny, because the last couple of years there's been some very, very young teams that have done incredibly well and, in fact, have won the tournament. So a lot of fun to watch from that standpoint. And, you know, we're right in the middle of everything that's happening there with the Flamborama. So we're between the main beer tent, and then obviously you got the ice hockey building, and you got the fireman stand and the Legion Hall down there. So you got to walk. You got to get past us to get to wherever you're going. So it makes it interesting, to say the least. And just to keep people informed with the number of announcements that they give me to read. And it's just a fun event. I mean, it's a great town festival.
Yeah. And how did you get involved in doing the first one? Because you don't live here anymore, right?
No, I've never lived in Park Falls.
Yeah.
So I had gotten involved after playing for many years, and then I just happened to look upstairs, and I said, oh, you got a microphone here. And my involvement in terms of with radio and that is through 97.3 The Game down in the Milwaukee area with the Tim Allen Brewer postgame show. And we had the postgame show up last year at Empty Pockets.
Yeah.
And anybody who's ever listened to that, you know, it comes on right after the Brewer game. And it's the longest-running Brewer postgame show in the state of Wisconsin. So I've been doing radio with those guys, and we went on the road last year, and we had a number of live events. And boy, oh boy, did they ever draw the people? Did we have fun at those?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how I got involved in terms of, from that standpoint, with the Flamborama, is that I went up there, saw they had a PA system, and I said, hey, let's generate some more dollars by getting people to this concession stand. And that's how it all started.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just absolutely awesome to have you doing that. It just adds to everything that Flamborama is. So thank you, Ken, for everything you do. It helps to promote. I know you send a salute out to our veterans a lot during that, too, and all the money that's raised from the concession stand there. So it just seemed to be a good marriage from the very start.
Oh yeah, veterans, first responders. You know, we like to make sure that acknowledge all of those folks, because they're hardworking and they do a great job and they keep the community safe, and it's just something that many people need to realize that those people are appreciated more so than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Well, being a Brewer affiliate, Ken, give a quick plug for our Brewer fans, because obviously they're doing some really special stuff this year. Where can they find you on the radio? Where can they find you for the postgame?
Well, you can on the postgame show, you can, after the last pitch, you make the switch to 97.3 The Game, and it's the Tim Allen Brewer postgame show. We're going to actually click on live on Saturday night right after the Brewer game. So I'll do that from the booth, and then you'll be able to hear that over the PA system when I go live. And then I've got some post-game show shirts that I'm going to be giving away out of the booth as well for people. So we'll flop those out to the crowd, and that should be an interesting ordeal, throwing those out to the people in the crowd. And it's always a good time. But the Brewers as a whole, I was just at the game last night, and I was doing some live Facebook feeds. You know, they're a very exciting team. I was at spring training with the Brewers this year with the guys from the radio station. And what we were able to see, you know, behind the scenes and watch these young players, it's not surprising where they're at. I wouldn't have thought they would have the best record in baseball, but I did predict them to win 95-plus and the division, and they're well on their way to doing that with 60-plus games to go. So this is a very exciting team with a tremendous pitching staff, and yeah. I listen to the games when I'm up there on your station there, 98.3 Q Country. You guys do a great job with that. I heard your Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens is a good guy. I don't know if you ever had a chance to meet him where he does your sports updates.
Yep,
but
you bet.
I seen him. He's at the park quite often, but this Brewer team is exciting, and this could very well be the very first opportunity for the Brewers since 82 to go to the World Series because of their pitching. So if they make an acquisition here in the next day or two for another bat, hang on. The sky's the limit for this team.
It's a fun team to watch, and they got the right coach for a young team. No-nonsense Pat Murphy. I mean, he keeps those young guys in line, doesn't he?
He definitely does. I'll tell you a quick little funny story. So when we're at spring training, what people don't realize about Tim Allen, the post-game show host, is that he's blind.
Really?
And, yeah, so he's blind. He's been blind for over 20 years, and he always says, you know, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen a double play turn like that, or I haven't seen this and that, you know, but his ears are his eyes, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Pat Murphy is, you talk about a fun guy, funny guy, nice guy, keeps the clubhouse light, but, you know, he's serious with his guys as well. So Tim Allen's down there interviewing Woodruff, and we're all standing around, and all of a sudden, in the middle of his interview with the national media, he stops and he goes, Woody, whatever that guy's telling you, don't believe him. That blind SOB hasn't seen a game in 20 years, you know. So he's constantly messing with guys, reporters, and you know, the media as a whole, as well as his own guys. So he's really a good guy. Ricky Weeks, another guy, you know, his assistant, and Chris Hook, the pitching coach. I mean, they've really got things going in the right direction. Matt Arnold has done a tremendous job as a GM. So this Brewer team's very exciting.
And you know, Mike Clemens was telling me you don't want to be a new intern in Pat Murphy's office because he'll point you out and he'll find out where you're from. And he likes to pick on the new guys, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. And that's part of his deal, you know. he really enjoys all the people around him. If you see his post-game interviews, you know, he's got his grandkids with him all the time.
Yeah.
So he's just a good guy. I mean, he's just a down-to-earth good guy, and he's got this team going in the right direction. And I'll tell you what, after that first pitch happens, he's all business. And you see him down in that dugout, and he's got that scowl on his face all the time. He's actually quite comical, to say the least.
Yeah, this team reminds me a lot. I just came to this realization last night. I'm a lifelong Twins fan, and this reminds me a lot of the 87 Twins, and hopefully it'll end like it did for the 87 Twins. Tom Kelly became the interim coach late 86, and his first year coaching was 87 when he won a World Series. But the Brewers play like a Tom Kelly team. They're just smart. They're fast. They make good decisions on the base pads, and they just have that Twins type feel to them from that era.
Yep, team is, and you hit a lot of great talking points there. They're very aggressive on the base pads, so they put a lot of pressure on the opposing team by stealing bases, by doing things that we didn't see with the previous manager. And by the way, he's about ready to get swept today. You know, the Cubs the Brewers are looking for a sweep today, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they really didn't put it to the Cubs today. But they are very aggressive. They have a lot of those 87 Twins characteristics. They're a gutty team. They're a blue-collar, roll your sleeves up and get out there. And with runners in scoring position, they're doing what they have to do to get those runs in, whether it's a squeeze play or, you know, just putting the ball on the grass. That's what you like to see these young guys do, making contact, getting the ball in play and forcing errors by the other team, and they do a very good job of it under Murph.
Yeah, they are fun to watch, fun to watch. Ken, thank you so much. I'll stop up and see you at some point this weekend. It's always good to visit with you, so we appreciate all you do for us here in Park Falls and Flamborama and making that softball tournament a big event. So thank you so much, Ken.
You're welcome. It's a great community, and it's my pleasure to do it. And I'd like to have you up in the booth, and now that we have multiple microphones, Joel, we can talk up there to everybody you hear me when I'm going on and on. I'll interview you. How's that?
Sounds good. Saturday night, Brewer post game right there from the softball field, right? You said?
You got it. Yep. Right. It'll be about 6. It should be about 6:15, 6:20. I believe it's a 3 o'clock game.
All right. Very cool. Ken, thank you so much. We'll see you this weekend.
We'll see you. Bye.
Yeah, Ken Kuchiba. He's 90. We don't like to point people other stations, but he does such a good job. 97.3 The Game. They do Brewer post game stuff, and he's going to do his Brewer post game Saturday, 6 o'clock or so, from the softball booth there of Flamborama, and you'll hear him talking about all the softball play by play stuff from the booth all weekend long. Pretty cool. Thanks to Ken for joining us.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, what can I, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60. 98 Q.
Gear up for the 72nd Flamborama in Park Falls, one of the longest-running community celebrations in the state, August 1st to the 3rd, nonstop food and entertainment. Thanks to our sponsors for your continued support, Northwoods Community Credit Union, 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM, Northwoods Realty, Richter Law Office, Bob and Patty Hilgart, Forward Bank, Price County Tavern League, Restore You, Weather Shield, Super One Foods, Park Manor, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, and more. See events at parkfalls.com.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news! The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds! Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Jalapeno. Family, by the way, is our keyword for today. It's our final text to win keyword for our laid back summer giveaway with a free recliner courtesy of Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Family, get that to us right now through the Civic Media app, and we'll try to get you in for Friday's grand prize drawing live on stage from Flambeau Rambo. Mr. Greg Greetsel, Big G, how you doing?
Good, Joel, how are you?
Do you remember back in the day, and I kick myself to this day for not saving it, when Bob Gustafson, one year for Flamborama, he did spots for us, and he was Flambo Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
He was, yep. I'm Flambo Rambo for Flambo Rambo. They were just awesome, and they're gone. I don't have a copy of them anywhere. So if you see Bob Gustafson out at Flamborama this weekend, ask him to do a little Flambo Rambo.
He was Flambo Rambo.
He was Flambo Rambo. It was pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, we got a big car show coming up. It is going to be a beautiful weekend for a car show.
It looks like beautiful weather, 77 degrees, sunny. So we hope that forecast holds.
You're gonna be up in that 80-90 car range again this year. I think
I'm thinking a good one. We had 93 cars last year, and hoping for a good turnout this year, around 90 to 100 cars. I've had a lot of pre-registrations, a lot of excitement about the show, so looking forward to it. It is this Saturday. Come up over this Saturday, Joe, August 2nd. Flamborama's here. Man, it's here. Year's gone by quick, but Saturday, August 2nd, up at the Schwamigan High School up there. Right there on 9th Street, right here in Park Falls, of course. And goes from 9 to 3 p.m., but, boy, people start showing up there 7 o'clock in the morning, Joel, to get a premium spot there in the park with their vehicle. They put their canopies up for shade and everything there. So just a great venue, thanks to John Oswald and Kevin Schulke and the gang over there for letting us use the venue again this year for the Not the Stasis Car Show. We got dash plaques, first 75 entries. Get a dash plaque. We've got over 65 trophies we award in several classes, first, second, and third place. Also got a best of show and a longest distance traveled. And at noon, we're going to have the national anthem at noon and an engine revving salute to follow that. So might want to bring your earplugs if you're up there at the show because that can get pretty loud. But it's a very nice tribute to salute our men and women, past and present in uniform. So I always like to do that. Spectator's choice up there. Come on up. Vote for your favorite vehicle. Make a nice dollar donation to the Northwest Classes Car Club. It's much appreciated. And we've got classes all the way from original, from 1900, all the way up to present. And then we've got street rods modified 48 and earlier, customized cars 49 to 60. We've got two truck classes, original modified, non-stock street machine, stock factory muscle cars, of course convertibles. We got two passenger sports car classes there from 54 to 67 and 68 to present. And then special interest, tractors, military vehicles, and vintage campers are getting pretty popular now, Joel. People bring these.
Oh, really?
These old travel trailers, these little small ones.
Those little round dome type things they used to pull behind.
In fact, Chris and Mary Whippy got a beautiful restored camper there. So they'll probably have that up there at the show. So check that out. I saw
one of those the other day going down the road. I told my wife, I said, if I can't stand up in it, I'm not sleeping in it. Some of those are pretty small. They're pretty comfy, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty cozy. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely gotta like the one you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
You better
be dating them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. And then we got, of course, we had a class for motorcycles. I know, Joel, you know what a tuner is, right?
You've told me like 17 times. Oh, that's the one they modify, right?
Right. These are like the Mitsubishis, these Nissans and stuff. They put all the lighting underneath and the great big stereo speakers that blow your eardrums out.
Just have a lot of fun.
A lot of the younger people to class. And we also have a driver's. Age 21 and younger, we got one trophy for that. So we're trying to get some younger folks and younger people in the club. Northwest Classes Car Club, of course, is open to everyone. You do not have to have a vehicle. We cruise every Wednesday nights. We meet up there right by the lot between the bowling alley and the family restaurant there. We meet up there and take off and go to a place to have dinner and talk about cars and whatever. Great camaraderie and so forth. So. Again, we'll have the BART bus service. We'll have a shuttle bus that'll take you from the car show to the craft fair to the big tent on 5th Avenue and back and forth. That'll run from 9 to 2:30. And that's courtesy of Northwest Classes Car Club, and it's the BART bus service. We'll be doing that again for us this year. The Fifield Lions, of course, will have the food up there. Double order of brisket this year. I know they ran out, and it was very popular. So Carl from CNR Power Sports is going to make a double batch of the barbecue brisket, corn on the cob, brats, and all sorts of good food up there, right there at the stand. Donuts in the morning. Of course, you can't forget that people get there early in the morning. You have a donut and a cup of coffee. So be sure and take advantage of that.
All right.
Again, it's this Saturday, August 2nd, at Schwamigan High School, Northwest Classes Car Show.
All right.
And, of course, you know, this show isn't possible without a ton of sponsors.
And Greg Gunderson's going to be the DJ, right?
Greg's going to be doing the music, yep.
He's going to be doing the music
there and making some announcements and so forth. And our trophies, if you want to come up with a trophy presentation, that'll be at 2:30. We take registrations up till 12:30 for vehicles. So You can come bring your vehicle up anytime to 12:30, and we'll class your car, and you can park in the park there. We're going to have 50-50 raffles going on during the day. We'll also put a comment and suggestion box up there, so any comments or suggestions to make our show better, we encourage that, to people to drop something in there. And of course, if you want more information on Northwest Classics Car Show, you can call me at 715-492-2654.
Okay, very good. So, should be a good weekend.
Just want to run through my sponsor list here real quick.
All right, you bet.
Of course, Old Deer Nutrition right there in Park Falls. She always brings us up. We got some summer bash tea we're going to have up there at the Lions Club.
Oh, so that's Lions what keeps Club. You going. That's what keeps you going all day.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is the strawberry pineapple passion is my favorite tea up over there at Old Deer Nutrition. But she's going to bring us a couple she's going to bring us some teas up there that we'll have for sale at the Lions stand up there. So thanks to Jennifer there at Old Deer Nutrition. Of course, got to thank 98Q Country and Civic Media Group right here for all the plugs and advertising they do for the car show. AC Carpet Plus, Anderson's Body Shop and Phillips, the Burt Street Funeral Home, Schwabingen Home Furnishings. I'll be up there Friday. Hopefully announce that winner of that chair giveaway. Big sponsor of that laid-back summer event from Schwabingen Home Furnishings. So I guess you guys will be taking the 13th qualifier up there at the booth. We'll be giving that away. So a nice chair. I've actually tried it out and fashioned it a little bit. So should be good.
All right. broken in officially.
Thank you to Schwabingen High School, John Oswald and Kevin Schulke up there for letting us use the venue, and Kevin for all his help with the show and accommodating us so nicely up there. Carl at CNR Power Sports, D&D Tire and Auto, Fifield Grocery, Smokehouse, Fifield Lions Club, Forward Bank, Hastings Concrete, Jay's Automotive, J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, the Butternut Cafe, Joe's Auto Glass. He's got an event coming up there Friday. I just saw on Facebook. Car Wash. $10 donation.
Yeah.
For the track and field, funds toward the track and field complex. Right there at Joe's Auto Glass. Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, the Country Cafe, A&W Root Beer in Phillips, Moose Jaw Resort, Mathis and Oswald, Counting, the Big Dipper. Of course, Loft and Print and Copy does all our printing for us, our nice posters you see hanging around town. I'd like to thank all the Northwoods Classic Car Club members that help out with the show and do all the behind-the-scenes work and help park cars and registration and voting and all that. So thank you to all the club members. Northwoods Community Credit Union, Northwoods Realty and Property Management, Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, CarQuest Auto Parts, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, the Park Falls Family Restaurant, Park Falls Plumbing and Heating, Marv Nevler from the Park Falls Police Department. He always comes up at 2:30 and presents our Best of Show trophy. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Phillips Service Center, Price County Review, Restore You in Park Falls, Ron Ernst Lumber, Signature Sign and Graphics. They do all our trophies for us. State Farm Insurance, Warg Auto and Truck Center, and Westwood Golf and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. So if I omitted anybody, I apologize, but heartfelt thanks to all our sponsors that help make this show a great success every year. So,
and let me tell you, folks, I was up there last year right away when it opened, and I tell you what, there are some great, great cars that come in for this show, and there are people who own the cars who are willing to talk to you about the car.
They love talking about their car and the history of it, and it's always really nice because you always get some new stuff every year.
One guy had an old Ambassador that my brother had one, and I was just talking to him about it, about the rumble seats and stuff. It was just so cool to be able to see it, and most of these people who have these cars, they love them, they know about them, they know the history of them, and it's so nice, and the weather's going to be just fantastic for us.
So looking forward to it.
All right, Big G.
See everybody there.
Very good. We're going to talk a little Harvorama coming up here on Reality Radio.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Partly cloudy with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Our high 77 this afternoon. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Hey, it's Lena from Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut, where the food is so good you might forget to go fishing. I'm talking handmade burgers, homemade pizzas, smoked pork bellies so tender they might make you emotional, and chicken with corn fritters that could start a family feud. We're open Tuesday through Sunday at 3:30 with the kitchen cooking late till 8:30 or 9. Cabins are ready, boats are gassed up, and your table's waiting at Lena's Northern Pines.
All right, more of reality radio, talking a lot about Flamborama. And boy, I mean, we had Ken Kuchiba, and we had a nice talk about baseball, and now we get Harvin, Harv Broski from Empty Pockets, all the big hitters. Harv, good to see you.
Good to see you guys. How is everyone today?
Good. It was nice talking to Ken there. We could have talked baseball for an hour.
Always Ken with Ken.
Yeah, but it's going to be pretty cool that he's going to be doing the post-game Saturday, 6 o'clock or so from right they're at the softball field at Flamborama. It's going to be pretty cool.
The post game, and then he does a wonderful job on the microphone at the softball tournament, if you've been there as
well. He's the voice. I told him, I said, I've been in Park Falls Radio for 25 years. I said, but Ken, you're the voice of Flamborama. I bequeath it to you, I said, because you get out of your car anywhere in the grounds and you hear Ken's voice talking about softball and all the events going on. It really is a great addition to the celebration.
It sure is.
Yeah, let's talk about Harvorama, because it's become also, speaking of traditions, we're becoming used to Flamborama weekend kicking off by going out to Empty Pockets on Thursday for some live music. So we got this thing going on pretty much all day, right?
Exactly, and I think if I'm not mistaken, just this week we had Pioneer Days up in Butternut. What, Wednesday is, or tonight's the Music in the Park again.
Music in the Park, yeah.
Tomorrow night's Harvorama.
Yep.
And then Friday and Saturday, Sunday, we have the music at Flamborama. It's really just the best week, I think, in the summer to bring your family. If you're going to take a week's vacation, this is the week to come up for it.
Well, there's just live music opportunities all over the place. So let's talk about the day on Thursday. And folks, you can figure out what part of this will fit your schedule, because we got stuff going on through the day.
Sure. 5 o'clock, the band, we just actually, well, I should back up a minute. So I woke up Monday morning to a message. The blues band that we had booked had canceled.
Okay.
So we scrambled in the back end. There's an outlaw country band from Wausau that has replaced them, called the Bloodhound Band.
Oh, cool.
I do have some details out on my Facebook page. And a big shout out to Jenna Schmidt. Jenna's been doing all the background work on my Facebook page. If you see some awesome posts out there, that is not me. Okay. I'm not that creative.
That's Jenna.
Yes,
all right.
So they'll start at 5 o'clock, the Bloodhound Band.
Okay.
It will be a lot of older country. I think they sent me some of their list, some Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, country singers of the past like that. And then at 8 o'clock, 8:30-ish, some of the members of the Iron Mule Band that played at Pioneer Days last weekend, the Kromberger family, Dan and Mark Kromberger and Shane, mm-hmm. They have a band called The Numbers now. I don't know if there's a fourth Kronberger coming. They're trying to work that out, but that will be from 8 to 11.
All right. So basically 5 to 11 Thursday night, we got live music outside.
Outside in the parking lot this year. The bar opens at 11 a.m. like we do on Thursdays. We just won't ramp up any music or anything till later on. The wristband special, it would be, still be the $10, plus you're going to get two free drinks with that for coming.
Okay.
So something added to the Harvorama package.
Talk a little bit about your menu out there, too. The pterodactyl, when I say empty pockets, they're like, pterodactyl, don't know how to spell it, but know how to taste it and say it.
Either do I. Thanks for autocorrect. Yeah. The pterodactyl wings we'll have out there. We're going to have Marie's on Fayette. That is our aunt in Phillips, and she always helps us out, and she's making homemade macaroni and cheese for us again. We'll have a bunch of the individual homemade cheesecakes that people have grown to love, and you can get them at Empty Pockets or at Flambeau Forest Inn.
Okay.
Double D's food truck will be there again. The best part about moving Harvorama into the parking lot is we're able to keep the bar open now. Okay. We were unable to do that just logistically with the way that the band was set up and everything in the previous 2 years. We're going to have the bar open this year.
Yeah, it's nice to have like Double D's and others come in too, because you guys can, there's a lot of people that come out for this, and you know, you can only cook so fast, right, Harv?
Yes, the broaster takes 13 minutes to cook those wings, so we in 13-minute increments, we can keep people happy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's nice to have other food options, and the weather's going to be fantastic for this, and you can they can bring a lawn chair out.
Please bring a lawn chair. We will have a tent out there if you wish to stand. We will have the tent in the parking lot, but please, if you want to sit for a while, the bar will probably be full. You can even go out on the front deck where we used to have the band. Sit out there. You won't be able to see the music, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Bring your lawn chair. Bring your family. We're going to have a good time.
So the name of the band again, that 5 o'clock, mention that again, if you would.
The Bloodhound Band.
Okay, out of Wausau.
Wausau. And then the 8 to 11 will be the numbers.
Yeah, people love to hear and see bands that they haven't seen before. So if you haven't seen the Bloodhound Band from Wausau, might be a good chance. People like to YouTube it and kind of get an idea of what they sound like. But this might be I'm sure your band that canceled would have been really good, but this might be a blessing. These guys are probably pretty good band, right?
Yes, and to the generation above me, I've heard from many, many people. There used to be a band called Rocks. Okay. I think back in the 80s, and it was, I think, like Rick Ernst and Kurt Kirsten and the Kronbergers and all that. The Kronbergers that were in that band back then are playing again Thursday. So they're playing as a family now. Shane, Mark, and Dan they're great artists, great musicians, and I think they'll put on a good show.
Well, we know Shane's very talented. He's been on our morning show with us a few times just doing some a cappella stuff, and yeah, Shane's a wonderful talent. So we know what the Kronbergers will bring, a very good show at 8, and then kind of a chance for you to see a new band at 5 o'clock there at Empty Pockets, right on Highway 13 between Park Falls and Butternut. Plenty of parking right there back behind, and the old 13 right back there.
Yeah, right on old 13. And I'm also working, I think we're going to have a UTV, a side-by-side setup. Last year, parking got all the way down the road, and it was quite the walk. So we're working on having a UTV kind of up and down the road. It's being able to bring people to their car, to the event, and back.
Sure, just to help out a little bit.
Yes.
All right, so Harvorama Thursday, that's tomorrow. Bar opens at 11 with food through the day, but then the music at 5. $10 wristband, you're going to get two free drinks for that.
Yep.
So it's about a wash, so come on. Just come on out and support. And you've had, how many years has this been now?
This will be the third annual. So the first year we had 220 people. Last year we had about 350. Don't know where the weather's going to be. Great. It looks like 73 degrees, no rain.
Should be nice.
It's going to be a great weekend, not only for Harvorama, but should be for tonight and for Flamborama.
Very good. All right, Harv, always good to see you. Max, anything you want to say to the people while you're in here?
No.
No? All right.
No words from Max. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, Harv. Good to see you. Harv from Empty Pockets here on Reality Radio. Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We've got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think their credit is not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory hitting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Q Country.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
A couple of final few things to mention for you on Reality Radio. Bobbers is having a big muskie tournament this weekend, August 2nd and 3rd. It is their fifth year of doing this at Bobbers on the Lake. Registration starts at 5 p.m. on Friday at Bobbers with the rules meeting. Starting at 7 p.m. Friday night, it is a two-day tournament with fishing hours running from 6 to 4 on Saturday, Sunday. You can contact Bobbers on the Lake. Any questions you may have about that at 715-661-1295, 661-1295, or Bobbers on the Lake. So that's a nice event going on this weekend. Tonight, over $12,000 in the 50-50 progressive drawing for the American Legion Post 182. That'll be a 7:30 drawing. Doors open at 6:30. Legion is always a hopping place for Flamborama. Be a lot going on. They'll kick it off with that weekly 50-50 progressive drawing happening tonight. Like we mentioned earlier, like Harv mentioned, so many chances for you to take in live music Wednesday night live tonight. Tomorrow you've got Harvorama going on. You've got Thursday night live at Elk Lake Park and Phillips, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Flamborama. We'll be out and about. We'll be there Friday from noon to 5 broadcasting. We'll be around on Saturday kind of bopping here and there and bringing you events. But we will have our booth there at the right at the Flamborama grounds. We'll have the prize wheel set up there Friday and Saturday so you can spin the wheel and win a T-shirt, win a bandana, win a gift certificate from some of our sponsors. So always nice prizes there at the booth. Big G has rolled back into the studio. That means he's got some breaking news. Hang on, breaking news sound effect. I don't know. That sounded more like Ohio Silver there. Big G, how we doing?
The Lone Ranger, yeah.
Yes,
I remember that.
Sir.
Lone Ranger Tunnel, yeah.
Big G with breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. What do you got there, sir?
Hey, boy, next week, you know, it's Flamborama this week, but next week, August 9th, at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream,
yeah,
they're going to have a big event going on out there. It's their customer appreciation day event out there. It's going to be Saturday, August 9th. It'll be next weekend.
All right.
And Reunited is going to be playing out there from 3 to 6 p.m.
Feels so good.
Plus the Prentice Fire Department. They're doing a fundraiser. They're going to have a little food, the burgers, the food stand there. Bring your lawn chair, carpool if you can, because there's a little limit on parking out there. And all day on August 9th, Dave Charpentier there is going to offer a dollar off every single scoop of ice cream. A single scoop of ice cream, $1 off. So get out there, check all the beautiful plants, and all the fall plants are starting to come in there, and all the annuals and perennials, great deals on those. So check them out, Northwoods Greenhouse. They're located right Prentice, Wisconsin, there off of Highway 8 on Cemetery Road, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream.
So. All right. Next Saturday, a week from, mark it on the calendar.
You betcha.
All right, Big G.
All right.
Be about your business.
I think that's it for today.
Hey, we're done with Reality Radio. We'll archive the whole thing at 98qcountry.com. We've got McKay in the midday coming in. He's only hanging around till 12:30 because Brewers are going to sweep the Cubs starting at 12:35 today.
98Q Country.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I sell